Dr. John Braccio of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing.
There's only one time around, and there may be some people that we could really connect with and make a tremendous friendship with and become another us, another person. And we just have to be willing to reach out.
And when he's not at the office helping patients, he's on 1320 WILS.
It's time for Speaking Psychologically with Dr. John Braccio from the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm in a great mood. It's going to be a really nice day today, and you had a fine interview there with Drew Stanton. So, yeah, life is good.
I knew you would like the fact that we had Drew Stanton on ahead of you, you being the big Spartan guy.
Hallelujah. We had you also, Tony, the good guy.
Hey, I wanted to talk with you. We got an email here, and this is from Doris in St. John's, and it reads, Tony, when you have Dr. Braccio on, please ask him this question I have about my husband. He is a fanatic about youth sports and about our son, who is a good player, but perhaps not a great. My husband wants to see his son get a college scholarship, and I'm not sure my son is talented enough to do that. My son wants a little bit more free time. My husband does not allow him to do that. How can I help this situation out? Here we have a case, it seems, of someone living vicariously through their child, and their child wants a little bit more free time. How do we handle that?
Well, I agree with the mother if I'm reading this right. I think that you want to encourage your children to do sports, but you also want them to be well-rounded. And if this case, the person does not really want to put the whole time, spend his youth, if you will, just doing sports, then I think the dad is really off point here. And this is the type of thing that he and the mother and the boy, they need to be talking. They need to be sorting out what's a reasonable pattern and go from there. But I do believe if you're making somebody do something like that, just push them 100%, they could end up hating the sport and having terrible memories. It could even lead to a bad relationship with the father and even the mother later on. I think we encourage people to do their best. We want people, if they have high ability, to work at it. If they can get a scholarship, good. But on the other hand, youth is to be enjoyed and is to have balance, and that just seems, based on those facts, that the father has the priority way too out of line.
How important is it that children have free time?
I think it's very important. I think everybody needs balance. I think we need a balance between, I think, having a good work or school schedule or a focus time, call it what you will, in the day is very important. On the other hand, people need a relaxed time. They need a time that they can call a time out. It's balance. If we don't have balance in life, we tend to just kind of go through the days, go through the weeks, months, years, decades, and end up with a lot of unhappiness later in life.
How do we approach our spouse to tell them to settle down when it comes to our hopes and dreams for a kid?
Well, I think, see, here's what you don't want to do. You don't want to underestimate what a child can do. On the other hand, we have to take into account the basic interests of the child. And if need be, there, you know, sometimes we can get other family involved. We can get a minister, pastor involved. We can get outside counseling involved, school persons involved. The main thing is, though, we have to look at the child, find out what really motivates the child, and kind of go from there and work as a team and be able to communicate. But just to allow the parent to push too hard and make the child do things the child really doesn't want to do, particularly if it's not something critical for the child's whole life. It isn't like hoping a child get a scholarship. I think that's a wonderful thing to be aiming for, but to have it set up in a way that can destroy the person's personal life and happiness, it's just going too far.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services. Dr. Braccio, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, my friend.